This is a Real Ghost Stories Online Extra.
All right, so I was about 8 years old, 9 years old, and we've been in this house since I was born. All right. We have a workout room in the basement, bottom left, and we've known to have ghost occurrences, shadow people on the walls, but we never thought anything of it. We went to our dad's friend's house, and I did my normal thing, playing, running around, but it's until we learned that when we were leaving, we saw a person next to us walking in the middle of the night, about 1 a.m. midnight. So I'm walking next to his house. We wondered, oh, it's nothing. Nothing about it. Never, don't think about it, right? Backed up, and he's gone. And we called my dad's friends, saying, is anyone outside? They said no. Everyone was in their room, drinking, eating, watching sports. They said, no, no one's upset. So we moved on for our life, and that was that. Until later on today, I went to the workout room and saw a, I don't know if it was a ghost or a shadow person moving into the back left corner of our basement, which is our workout room where we got a treadmill, exercise bike, weights, pull-up, right, all the stuff you'd see there. And I went there. I went to investigate with my sibling. We did an EVP, which we just got an app called EVP, did it. And we asked if anyone wants to talk to us and said, in a faint whisper, we still have it on our iPad. No, like a faint whisper. And I ran out scared, right? So a couple weeks later, this is in the summer, a couple weeks later, we saw another one. And this couldn't be our shadows because, like, right, the lights are off. All lights are off except stairlight. It's carpeted basement, full complete basement, and we saw it moving into our laundry room where we have a metal train area, right, storage. Well, we saw it moving into there. We went in there, did our little reading, got nothing out of there, but in the night, we'd always hear creaking, tapping, right? Thought of it, nothing of it, house noise, right? Just means house noise. Well, one night we went down there, stayed the entire night in the basement, and I just felt someone poking me, tapping my face, poking me in the face. I woke up and I told my sibling Sam to stop. To my horror, he was still asleep. So I went back to sleep, tried to ignore it, and then I looked at my phone, 4 a.m., right? Felt more tapping, and we do have a dog that likes to jump on us, so I went to investigate. My dog is sound asleep in my parents' room. My sibling is still asleep, right? So the next day, I asked my sibling, were you tapping me? Were you poking me? He said, no. I'm like, all right. I asked my mom and dad, it's our dog, Sheriff, the puppy, still in his bed. He said, yes. So the next day, we went to our house, our dad's friends again, good friends with them, and they have a bottle of holy water, and this is, again, in southern Wisconsin. Older, and we're going back in time, flashback, right? About 2012, they said that they, when they came here, there was burglary, sorry for my language, someone robbed their house, or the people that lived there before, and there was a shootout, and two people died, right? So people that owned the house before him kept a bottle of holy water in the one light, flickering light room, and no one went back there besides to get batteries, tools, stuff you would only need rarely, depending on where you store it. So one day, like idiots we were, we tried to sleep in that room, sleeping bags sprawled out. And we went in there right away, flashlights and all, and right away, boom, two of our flashlights gone. Like, drained of their power. Look, it was fresh batteries, too. So we went, got new batteries, tried again, used it, and then we told the ghost, is there any ghost on here? Turn off the flashlight. Flickered, it went off. Right. I'm a skeptic, though. So I thought nothing of it. My sibling was freaking out. Right. But besides that, that's been the real thing. There's been no demons, no attachments, which I'm thankful for. I'm religious Christian. There's another thing that my grandma experienced. It's when her mother died. And when she was at her deathbed, she could smell roses. In our religion, roses usually mean Mother God, right? Or the Mother of Jesus, Mary. She smelled roses and was like, does anyone else smell that? And my dad's siblings said, no, they didn't smell anything. She was the only one that smelled roses in the room. And it's just an interesting story. One more here. I was playing an online game with my parents. This was 2 years ago, 3 years ago. And we 100% did not prank anyone. In the middle of our call, we were all on the FaceTime with a chime. And someone entered, no one entered the FaceTime, but we heard chime. I might say, example of my friends, like, Jim, no, it's your own name, for privacy reasons. I'm like, Jim, you playing chime? He said, no. And privacy reasons again. Say, Luke, no, it's your own name. Luke, are you playing chime? No. And we were all kind of laughing at it, and then it left, right? End of the FaceTime, it was gone. Then, later in the night, I heard chimes again. I woke up, and I had sleep paralysis. It's interesting. And I went to my friend's house, right? I'm like, did you hear chimes in the middle of the night? He said, no. Went to my friend's house, who we were playing with all together. Right? I'm outside, so it's a bit windy, and I got work out done, so. That. But anyways, I said, did you hear chimes? He said, no. So, kind of interesting. Again, I've been listening to the show for a long time, big fan. And sorry for me, out of breath. It's 70 in southern Wisconsin. Not used to it, when Wisconsin's always in the 30s. So, anyways, stay safe. And just an interesting one. That's what you guys might like.
If you want access to more Real Ghost Stories, become a premium subscriber to Real Ghost Stories Online. Sign up now through Apple Podcasts and try it for 3 days free. Not on Apple? Go to patreon.com/realghoststories or ghostpodcast.com.